We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Got to put a KISW face mask on your face. That's what you got to do, man. Got two designs for you. Got the camo design and the old school rock skull. Either way, you're going to look good. Either way, you're going to look safe. Either way, the Washington State Nurses Association will thank you because a portion of the proceeds help them out. So put that mask on your face. And where is the place you can get that? KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah!
So maybe we could whack him instead.
Whack him.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! All right, before we keep going, I just happened to glance over at Steve's screen, and like he's about to make another T-shirt purchase.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
I'm just checking out the Seahawks. Boy. I get these damn Target
window shopping,
ads, okay. And they have these cool long-sleeve Seahawks shirts that you can personalize for your fan style, and you can put your favorite player's name and number on the back of the long sleeve shirt. So I was like, oh, that'd be kind of cool.
It's the winter time.
Yeah. I need a long sleeve shirt, BJ.
Yeah, you need a long sleeve shirt.
But then I click on it. I never get this. When they send it, like they have the picture of this thing I thought was cool. I click on it. I don't even see the thing that I thought was cool.
That's how they get you.
Oh, man. That's not cool.
Yeah, now I got to go surf through this whole thing and potentially buy more stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking at that thinking, is Steve getting ready for Beat Migs? He sure is getting ready to buy another T-shirt.
That's right.
Oh, there it is. I found the one that I want.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, it ships free.
Oh, well, if it ships free.
I mean, now
free,
it's like I'm getting it for free.
Make sure that you do select the free shipping and not the overnight.
Yeah, I know. I've been down that road before, BJ, or Rev.
Or whoever you are. Doesn't matter.
All of the above.
He doesn't remember you. He just remembers the shirt. That's all he's got in his mind, man.
Check out that cool black Seattle Seahawks personalized front wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You need that.
Yeah, it looks like I don't know what that is. That's your initials.
Oh, so yeah, you get to put your initials on. Better be your initials.
Just some random letters.
Yeah.
Unless it's the brand, ASE. I never heard of it.
I don't know that one either. Well, while you're looking at that, let's get to our contestant. We got Anthony in Seattle. Anthony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
What's up, Anthony?
Steve's just shopping.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh,
hey, Steve, get out of here.
Oh, it is. You can personalize it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Come on, get out of here. Come on. I got a game to play.
All right, goodbye.
Wallet with you. For those playing at home, Anthony will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Anthony, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Nice. Octothorpe is the technical term for what keyboard character frequently used on social media?
Hashtag?
Yes. What year of the early 2010s did Pinterest launch?
2011?
No.
2010?
Yes. Who was the second person to walk on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin?
Yes. What kind of animal is Zazu in The Lion King?
Hyena?
No.
Wildebeest?
No.
Pass.
What company created Mr. Pibb?
Mr. Pibb. Coca-Cola.
Yes. In what decade was Tupperware first introduced to the market?
40s?
Yes. Whom did Rainn Wilson play in The Office?
Dwayne?
Yeah. What was that?
Dwayne?
No.
Wayne?
No.
Dwayne Wilson?
No. For which NFL team did Nick Foles play the 2020 season?
The Eagles?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
God, that's weird. It's got to be my hearing, because I thought he did say the right answer, but then he did say the wrong answer.
Yeah, I had to reaffirm because I thought he did.
But last time I thought he did say at least part of it right, and then he gave Rainn Wilson's last name. But you heard Wayne the whole time.
I heard Dwayne.
You heard Dwayne and Wayne the whole
Dwayne,
time.
Dwayne, yeah.
Okay,
it's
fair enough.
Wayne, guys, it's Wayne.
It's not Wayne.
No, it's Wayne.
It's not Wayne.
No, it's not, buddy.
It's not Dwayne.
Sorry about that. You were close with Dwayne, but it's not Dwayne or Wayne.
Nope. And I'm pretty sure Steve will get that one. So in less than 60 seconds,
he'll
find
out. He's not an Office fan.
Yeah, but I think that one, just everyone's going to know.
Okay.
Like, it's just, I feel that even if you don't watch something, that you're going to know that one.
That's interesting. All right. We'll see if you're right about that. I almost want to bet you on that.
We're not betting.
Okay.
Every single day. All right, you can do this every day in 2021.
Do it every day.
So it's not happening.
All right. Here's the thing. So you're saying you think Steve will get that one.
Yes.
I would say no, he's not going to get that one. And I'm willing to bet breakfast on that.
You can bet with somebody else.
You've already, 3 times you would have won if you took me up on my bet and we would have had breakfast. You don't want to do this one.
It's not happening.
Okay.
No.
All right, I have to stand by my convictions.
I'll bet you my bowl of Smith Family Popcorn.
He's not doing it.
Dude, those are good. I'm not betting.
It's a bowl of crack, basically.
It really is.
Ooh, so in other words, wait a minute. Steve, you'll buy us breakfast, or if you win, Steve will give you his bowl of popcorn. That's a pretty good deal.
No betting.
Oh, Steve.
No wagering.
I tried.
All right. Now, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Let's do this.
Octothorpe is the technical term for what keyboard character frequently used on social media?
Oh, as Johnny Lawrence would call it, the hash browns? The hashtag?
Yes.
The pound sign?
What year of the early 2010s did Pinterest launch?
2010.
Yes.
Oh.
Who was the second person to walk on the moon?
Dude, that was a question on the trivia game that I played yesterday on New Day Northwest.
Are you serious?
Buzz Aldrin. I got it right.
Well, now you got it right again.
Yeah!
Woo!
What's so weird? What kind of animal is Zazu in The Lion King?
Gorilla?
No.
Donkey?
No.
Giraffe.
No. What company created Mr. Pibb?
Coca-Cola.
Yes. In what decade was Tupperware first introduced to the market?
50s.
No.
40s.
Yes.
Nice.
Whom did Rainn Wilson play on The Office?
Dwight.
Yes.
You would have won, Rev.
Shut up. For which NFL team did Nick Foles play the 2020 season?
Philadelphia Eagles.
No.
Oh, crap. No. The Rams?
No.
Oh, Nick Foles. Nick Foles. I see him. Big Nick.
Yeah, Big Nick.
Crap. San Diego.
No!
They're not even a team anymore.
Yeah. One, two, three, four, five, six. You still win! You whack, Anthony. 6-5. Sorry, buddy.
Thanks for playing, Anthony.
It was super close, but he didn't know Dwight. He said Dwayne, and then Wayne. That was the one that I figured, even if you never watched The Office, you'll know Dwight.
I've never watched The Office, but I know Dwight.
And that's what I bet him on, Steve. Yep. I said, you wouldn't know that. I said, I'd bet you breakfast. And four in a row, Rev would have won if he'd have taken me up on my bets.
Right? You can keep your tallies. It's not going to sway me.
I don't care if it's sway you. You'll see a year of fear.
It's what it is. Fear.
I mean, all it is breakfast, and you don't even want to do it. We're not even betting your beard, and you would have had 4 breakfasts by now.
It's not happening.
I love it, man.
Does anybody know what kind of animal Zazu was in The Lion King?
Vicky does.
Toucan.
Actually, no.
Hornbill.
Yes.
Oh.
Or if you could have just said bird.
Yeah,
it's just a bird. That would have accepted that.
But Vicky. Hornbill. Yeah. You got too specific.
I thought he was.
Okay. He was not.
Entire
he does.
Life.
He does kind of look like one, though.
That's Sam. Sam's the toucan.
Oh yeah.
For they're both blue.
Also, what NFL team did Nick Foles play the 2020 season?
I have no clue.
I looked it up because I was bothering me. The Bears.
The Bears. Oh, that's right. And then they put Trubisky back
in.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn it, you're right. And I remember them saying that during the Saints playoff game with them. Oh, you're
right. It was like one of those things where I'm like, I know he's no longer on the Eagles, but I was hoping maybe I, like, for some reason you'd be like, yes.
I was like, I could
I've done that before. So, no, yeah. I had to actually make sure. And, like, I had to word that correctly because I didn't even know if he even played.
Hey, Steve, what would you like for breakfast? Oh, that's right. Rev didn't take it.
Oh, you be quiet. And congratulations, Steve. You won.
I'll enjoy my popcorn.
Yeah, sorry, Steve. I tried to get you breakfast. Da, 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 da. Good old Rev. Well, you know, 2021 is also suffering the same cancellation situation when it comes to the pandemic and all that. So Groundhog Day, we had it last year because we weren't really in the pandemic till March, pretty much.
Oh, but this wasn't canceled because of that. It's canceled because the Punxsutawney Phil is sending unsolicited pictures of his wiener to other.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. Phil, you got to stop that.
Oh, the little groundhog.
Right. He's just like, you want to know when spring's coming?
Okay, it's right here.
Check out this shadow.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I call it. It's my nickname. It's spring.
Okay.
No.
It's getting a little disturbing. So, yeah, Punxsutawney, he ain't coming out in Pennsylvania. So they canceled the whole thing, obviously, pandemic. But they've got something that will keep him busy. Yes, Punxsutawney Phil is now on Cameo. So, and for $80, the low, low price of $80, you can get a personal message from the groundhog himself.
Wait, $80?
Yeah.
People are paying?
Yeah. It's the real deal, though. It's not a cartoon character, but the groundhog, of course, is just basically sitting there while one of his handlers gives you the message. And they really did one for a guy who goes by the name of B-Rad.
What's up, B-Rad? We've got Punxsutawney Phil here, and I'm his handler, the Rainmaker. This is from your buddy Chaz. We understand you work in a hospital, and it's been a pretty tough year. On the bright side, I'm assuming you've got the vaccine, so you got that going for you. Phil and I are pretty far down on the list, so we're still hoping for it. Guess you've been to Punxsutawney and celebrated your birthday here, which is awesome. I understand that you shaved Phil into your chest. Anyway, Groundhog Day, put it on your calendar. Thanks for loving Phil. Happy Groundhog Day.
Whoa, wait a minute. What?
Okay, that guy is a Punxsutawney Phil enthusiast, so the $80 is money well spent.
Yes.
If you're an obsessive fan, that's a pretty good deal.
I want to see the picture of the Punxsutawney shaved in his chest. That's nuts, right?
I like how most people get a tattoo.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just going to shave it into my chest.
Well, it's less permanent.
That's true.
Yeah. You want it fluffy. You want it to look like it's got, like, you know, the Punxsutawney nature of him, like he's a furry creature.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, he's got multiple videos up there. It's not like as if Punxsutawney Phil is that's the only person that's gotten a video from him. Like, there's several people getting these $80 cameo videos from Punxsutawney Phil.
Well, they dress like old timey days when they do this whole thing too. So I think that may be a part of it too. People like going back to the old timey days.
Well, some of the videos, some of them, the guy kind of mailed it in. Like, some he's in like a tuxedo with a top hat, and other ones he's just in a sweater or a button down shirt with the top hat.
Oh, that's not cool. You got to be all old timeyed up for $80.
For $80, you better put that tuxedo on, you jerk.
Oh, I don't like this now. Yeah, right. Look at that. I'm seeing that one over there. That is totally phoned in. And what about Phil? Phil's drugged. He looks the same in every picture.
Well, he's just, you know, doing what he does. He's tired.
Oh, yeah? Because he's showing off his wiener. Sure, that's right. I forgot. He's probably really tired from that.
Well, you know, he hangs out at Gobbler's Knob.
That's where he hangs out.
Are you serious? That's the home of Punxsutawney Phil, is Gobbler's Knob.
How did I never know that?
Okay, then. I guess, you know, the whole idea of him showing something off is probably not that far off if he lives in Gobbler's Knob.
Gobbler's Knob.
Wow.
I feel like that's a name of an actor or an actress, for all I know.
Yeah, the weather.
It's the weather capital of the world.
Yeah.
Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
There you go. Well, so how are we going to find it? So how are we going to find? Oh, they'll still show us. There won't be a big party. They'll probably just still show us.
So he doesn't give like an inside scoop to these people that are dropping $80?
I guess not.
What an interesting thing. Whole animals category on Cameo.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like Puggy Smalls. You get a thing from him for $12.
Yeah.
The Goats of Anarchy.
And the Goats of Anarchy are nice.
Louis the Cat.
Ah, Louis, how you doing?
And Carol Baskin.
Okay. Well,
I need to get Carl up there.
Wow. Go ahead, Rip. Vicky couldn't get accepted. Maybe Carl can.
Ooh.
Yeah, because they don't just let anybody do this, which is really sad.
But they like cats and groundhogs.
Right. Like Barkley the dog, he's on there for $5. You can get a cameo from him. Or Ruben the bulldog.
Yeah, I don't understand how Vicky get rejected, because you know, their attitude is they don't let anybody do this. But
it's not hairy enough.
They look like they look.
I'm going to stop waxing today.
All right, Vicky. Ooh, that'll be interesting.
Maybe not. Well, there's Lala the Pomeranian, who apparently does her cameos in dog bikinis.
Okay, how is that not creepy? I'm sorry.
I think Lala doesn't need to be in a dog bikini. Okay, I'm... well, you know what? People are paying for it.
What are these dogs... So is the owner talking on behalf of the animal? Like, why do you want these videos? I'm not here to judge, but I'm kind of judging. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are dog fans out there. Like, I mean, Lulu, your dog has an Instagram page with followers. Why?
Yeah, but it's free.
Oh, that's
and
a good
it's
point.
Just pictures. Like, there's no, like... She's not communicating to... Like, I don't know, Rev, if you could find Lala the Pomeranian, maybe find one of the videos. I'm very curious what this animal has to say on Cameo.
I'm very creeped out because I'm just watching it without audio, and it just looks like they used an app to make its mouth move.
Oh, so it's like, hey, it's Lala.
Oh! Whoa! So
thanks
that's
for the $20, you dumbass.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool. I didn't know the dog itself would be talking to me like a Disney movie. All right, that makes sense.
That'd be great if all the dogs, all they did was insult you.
Like Triumph being so comic
yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
If Triumph was on this, that's worth the money.
Do we have
you
any?
Are not going to like this.
Okay, oh, here we boy. Go.
Here we go.
Hi, Erica. It's me.
Oh, it's Vicky in her voice.
And I have some news for you. Well, you're never going to be as fabulous as Dylan, but that's okay.
What?
I don't know what's sadder, the person doing the voice or the person paying to have this sent to them.
Yeah, you're right.
How did I get rejected?
I don't know how you got rejected, Vicky. You can do that
someone
voice and everything.
Someone paid $20 for that.
That's what I'm saying.
$20.
That sounds like Cookie Puss.
Okay. But the dog's mouth's moving, though, Steve, so you got the video going along with it.
All right.
That's what the Pomeranian sounds like, okay?
I should get Tatum on Cameo.
Why not?
But you doing her voice.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, Tatum, thanks for the $20.
Exactly.
Dad's going to buy a new shirt. None of this money's going to me.
That's right. Okay, maybe you can get on for that. And Rev would pay for that because that's, you know.
All right. Deal. I'll work on this.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, here's a question. Why would somebody intentionally dump glitter all over someone's apartment? Oh, I'll tell you why. It's 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A woman just posted a video on TikTok showing how she got revenge on her boyfriend for cheating on her. She dumped glitter all over his apartment. Thank you, TikTok. And her name is Holly, and the whole video is set to Carrie Underwood's song, Before He Cheats.
Oh, that's a fun little track about being faithful.
It's an art piece. So she, you know, she had the video while the glitter was being thrown everywhere. Oh, I love that. Holly also posted a few more videos showing their text messages after the glitter incident. At first, he's mad about the glitter, but eventually he starts apologizing for cheating on her. It admits, quote, I deserve the glitter. Oh.
Oh, I understand. I'm just looking at this. It's everywhere. That's never going to leave.
No.
What do they call that? The arts and crafts version of herpes?
Yes.
You just can't get rid of it?
Yep.
Never go away.
Do you have any strong feelings about glitter yet, Steve?
Do I?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because you're going to have very strong feelings
yeah, you are.
In about 3 years when Tatum wants
Love
everything glitter.
Oh,
and
boy.
You're going to find it places that you never thought you'd find glitter.
And judging by my wife, that never ends.
No.
Dude, it's like, I mean, we're just fresh off the Christmas season where it's like glitter is still everywhere in our house. It's
yeah.
insane.
Keep your fingers crossed. Maybe she won't be digging it.
Yeah. Hopefully, I don't know what else. What would be a healthy alternative from that? Like
hockey sticks, jerseys, you know.
Okay. I mean, t-shirts.
Yeah,
there you go.
Rob, why do you like glitter? You should like t-shirts like your father.
Yeah, get her into some other obsession.
And then it always sucks because then, like, you'll just find, like, a random piece of glitter, like, in your eye.
Yep.
And, like, no matter how many times you wipe it, you try and get it out, it just stays there forever. Not in the actual eyeball, but, like, right by the eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because for me, like, I feel like it didn't bother me until probably Lily was, like, 3 or 4. Because then that's when they, like, not only is all their stuff covered in glitter, but then they want to start playing with it. And they want to have glitter parties. And those are things. And I didn't know that until she was about 3. And then all of a sudden, I just hated glitter.
So, yeah. Thanks. Well, something to look forward to.
You're welcome.
Don't be a cheater, because then you're going to get it even more so.
I mean, man.
That's one way to get back. I mean, it's harmless. It's just annoying. It's all hell, but it's better than her blowing... glitter bombing his apartment's better than, like, blowing up his apartment.
That's a good point. We've known people that have set fire to homes because they were pissed off, so yeah.
Right. Like, when you think about, like, something like the scorn lover stories we've heard,
yeah,
that's kind of creative and funny.
Yeah. So, she threw glitter all over his apartment, and he's eventually realized, okay, I cheated on you. I guess I deserve that glitter.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So that's what she did, man. This woman gets revenge on her cheating boyfriend, dumping glitter all over the joint. How about you? When did someone get revenge on you and you totally deserved it? Or when did you get revenge on someone and it was totally justified? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts after the Chili's on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9
KISW. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A woman gets revenge on her boyfriend. He's a cheater. And what did she do? She dumped glitter all over his apartment. So based on this, we want to know, when did when did someone get revenge on you and you totally deserved it? Or maybe you're the one that got revenge on someone and it was totally justified. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Paul in Bremerton. Paul, you are on The Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Welcome to the show. So did someone get revenge on you or did you get revenge on somebody?
I got revenge on my older brother. He kept touching all my stuff. Well, he was a football player in high school. And I pulled the old Revenge of the Nerds on him. I put Ben Gay in his jockstrap.
There you go. That'll do it.
Oh, yeah. He was crying for about 3 days.
Awesome. I forgot about that scene. That's hilarious that you did that.
Oh, yeah. No matter how much he washed and scrubbed, it still burned 3 days later. He never touched my stuff again, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you know what? That's what you call frontier justice. That's how you get it done. Yeah.
That's funny. I always wonder when you watch those movies and they do that kind of stuff. Like, does it really work? Is it really going to cause that much damage? And, well, this guy proved that it does.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Scott in Olympia. Scott, you are on The Rock.
Hey, morning, guys. How we doing today?
Not too bad, Scotty. So did you get revenge or did someone get revenge on you?
Oh, it was totally revenge on me, man. I was not the next.
Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying, man.
We lost you for a second.
Oh, sorry, do you got me?
He's back. I think Scotty's back.
Sorry about that, guys. My Bluetooth kicked on and off real quick there.
It was
revenge against me. It wasn't the nicest brother, so my mom remarried and then he had kids. So my stepbrother, same age, not picking on a little kid or anything like that. Same age, same build. He was just a pansy guy, to be honest with you. So.
Nice.
I used to torture him all the time. A couple examples, when we went pet store shopping, I locked him in a dog cage and put a muzzle on him and left him in there for my parents to find.
Okay, that's a beating.
I know. It was horrible, man, as a brother. Steve Rashiki, what's his move, man?
Oh, gosh, the stink face.
The stink face, man. My brother held him down, and I gave him the ultimate stink face before. But anyways,
I used to torture this kid.
He was never strong enough to get back at me physically. So one day, I'm riding my bike, and as soon as I get out of the garage, I'm around the corner. I go to bunny hop a curb. Well, guess what? The bolts fly off everywhere. My tire pops off. Face plant, pavement, scrape my... I mean, I busted my head open. I was wondering what he was doing in the garage the night before. It struck my curiosity, but there you go. So that was his revenge on me.
Wow.
That's pretty epic.
That is. Well, I mean, you know what? That's what happens, man. You know, necessity is the mother of invention. If you're not big enough to do anything about it, then you got to outthink the dude. Man, that's high-level bullying, though, locking him in a dog crate.
At a pet store with a muzzle on.
Yeah.
What are the parents doing in that situation?
You know.
Probably laughing.
Where's your little... Where's your brother? Not little brother, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. He's doing something.
I think we call that a different time. It was a different time back then.
Well, he got his comeuppance.
Yeah, he did. Well, I mean, he's lucky he's alive. I mean, really, when you think about it, damn.
Wow. So I said, my friend back in the day was letting me make payments on a bed that he sold me. I paid him $300 on $500 that we agreed upon. He then sold it to somebody else when I wasn't there. He moved out the day after, but here's the thing. He left his cable box, which was in his name. So I ordered a bunch of porn on it and ordered up to $298.99.
Nice. Man, that's a low blow. How do you do that to somebody? You right. sell them something and then as soon as...
And then sell it again.
Yeah, that is, man.
And also, like, how long did it take for you to watch $300 worth of porn?
I feel like, Steve, that was the important question for you.
Well, yeah, I don't want to, like, I mean, I want to get my money's worth, or his money's worth. I don't want to just order all this porn and not be able to enjoy it.
Well, you're going to be tired, I'll tell you that.
Right.
That's going to be, it's a hell of a workout.
Where's Steve? You don't want to know.
No, you don't.
He
really.
Popped the Viagra and he hasn't left his room.
Yeah. He's getting back at somebody. Is he really? Oh, yeah.
He says it's something about revenge. I'm not sure what, but.
I don't know if he's got revenge against himself, but something's getting hurt.
So he said, I caught my girlfriend in high school cheating. So what I did? Took a dump in the spare tire compartment of her 95 Civic hatchback.
Oh!
I figured I'd put up with her crap, she could deal with mine. Well, it took her 2 months to find it, haha.
Oh, man, and the hatchback, it's not like a different like trunk or anything. That's part of the car, so it's just going to go everywhere.
Oh, that's nasty. Not cool. Wow.
Someone said I dated a girl for a little while. When we broke up, she told everybody I had a small wiener. Joke's on her, I got more bumper than a body shop that year.
What? Because he had a small wiener?
I guess he just got...
Is that a thing, Vicky? I mean,
maybe girls were curious.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, she probably isn't as good of friends as she supposedly is with these girls, so they probably just went there to spite her.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Girls have a thing for ex-boyfriends, like other people's ex-boyfriends, I've realized.
So it doesn't even matter what he's toting. It's just that I was there.
Yeah.
That's all they got to do is say, I got there. Sorry, lady.
Yeah.
Man.
Some, yeah.
I never even thought about that. I probably should have told everybody I had a small wiener. Might have helped me out.
You should have just went with the anteater thing.
Yeah. No, that's a different thing. You can't go with that.
I'm sure girls would be curious.
Only one girl in my entire life was curious. The rest of them were all like, what the F is going on? Because this is the 60s, Steve. A lot of people didn't know what the hell was up.
Right.
So, only one girl. And I ended up marrying her. Because
it worked.
She's the only one that's interested. She's the only one
100%, man.
Yeah.
You just need, it's like the house. You just need one buyer.
Oh, is that all I need? Just one.
Yeah. No matter what you're charging, as long as you get that one buyer, that's all that matters.
How does it feel when you're waiting and waiting and waiting for that one buyer? It's not
extremely
fun.
Frustrating.
Yes, exactly.
How about the person? I had a coworker that would steal my gloves regularly. So one day after finding yet another pair of my gloves in his trunk, I took my grease gun, filled the inside of the gloves with grease. Needless to say, my gloves are now safe. Like, why don't even think, like, I'm just going to take this guy's gloves? It just seems like such a weird thing to do.
Dude, you know that. We had a guy that worked here that, you know, just would say, oh, I'm going to take something that you put on your body and I'm going to use it. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, it's got my name on it and you know I've had it on my butt or something. Why, you're like, the ice pack, why would you do that?
Ice pack, your thong, just admit it.
That was very ambiguous for a second. And I was like, I have no idea where we're going with this.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy. Yeah. We had a lot of guys that were just like, just really had no sense of, like, common decency.
No boundaries.
We had the one guy, it was a different guy, but he would just come into our office and just like rummage through our drawers.
I remember that guy.
Oh, wow.
And, but like in his head, he thought it was fine because it's just, this is just like stuff from the station. So it's anybody's, it's fair game. And he was like, I don't know if he was taking our adult videos that we had a stash of.
That's when Steve stepped up. Anything else would have been fine.
Right. I was like, did you just take Babysitters Part 2? And he's like, yeah. I was like, you just walked into our office, opened up one of our drawers and took an adult film. Yeah, I'm like, well, we were kind of using those to give away.
Yeah, we were.
We were giving them away at the time.
Yeah, sure we were. Giving them away to Steve J. Miggs.
Well, okay.
M. Miggs.
I had to sample it to make sure that it was quality.
Yeah.
We don't want to hand out crap.
Sample?
You know what I mean. Watch it.
That
guy was weird, too.
That guy was weird, but you know what? I mean, I hate to say it, but nature got back at him.
He did fall off a cliff.
Yeah, karma got to him.
Jesus!
Yeah, he did. Karma got him.
He's alive. He's okay.
He's okay now, but, you know, it was like, okay, buddy, you know what? You're going to take our stuff? Well, then it's off the cliff with you, nature said. I have to say,
it's a random story, but he legit went skiing and he fell off a cliff.
He fell off a damn cliff.
They got a helicopter and everything to get the guy.
Now, this was back when I hadn't been into therapy a whole lot, and so I was not unhappy.
I was just wondering if I was going to be able to get my video back.
Yeah, that was because unfortunately he had a head injury, so he didn't even remember he took it.
That's
that was a pretty intense story.
Yeah, that was a tough thing because it was like, wow, he doesn't even remember he was a jerk to us. That's how do you treat a guy who ended, and he ended up coming back being a halfway okay guy, but he didn't remember all the other stuff. Yet I was still mad at him for it, but he didn't remember it. What do you do then?
I don't know. That sounds like the plot to a really bad Hallmark movie, though.
It really is, yeah. So I feel like, you know, now you brought that story up, Steve, still hate the guy. No. I guess I got to go back to therapy. I thought it was fixed. Guess not. You had to bring that up.
That'll be a fun conversation with your therapist.
Yeah, the guy fell off a cliff, but I still want to see him. You know, I still don't. I don't like him.
So said I was once wrongfully accused of cheating by my girlfriend. She thought that I was hooking up with a woman that I knew from high school. Long story short, we broke up, and then me and my high school friend, we did hook up. If I'm going to get blamed for it, at least we should live up to the accusation.
Well, isn't that interesting? And there was no info. There was nothing going on before then.
It doesn't seem that way, at least according to this guy. I don't know.
Boy, it's interesting. It's like, you know, I don't know if I'd want to. I don't know if I'm that guy. It's like the last thing I'd want to do is commit the crime that she was accusing me of when I hadn't committed yet. You know what I mean? Because then it makes her look right.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, she's like, see, I knew it.
And everyone's going to suspect that I was already staking out the joint. You know what I mean? It's like, you're going to rob a bank. You robbed a bank on me. No, I didn't rob a bank. And then after she breaks up with me, a week later, I robbed a bank. Well, wasn't I casing the joint? You know what I mean? So everyone's just going to think I was ready to rob that bank. That's what everyone's going to think.
Interesting analogy. Okay.
But I mean, that's why I would never want to rob the bank.
Doesn't sound like the guy cares, though. He's just like, well, screw it. If you don't, I'm going to screw her.
He cared enough to text into a radio station, didn't he?
No, he didn't care about the relationship anymore once he got dumped or dumped her.
Yeah, see, I do. I would care about that. I wouldn't want my name besmirched. I wouldn't want her to be able to say, see, he did do her. I wouldn't want to do that. You wouldn't care, Steve?
No, I'm getting laid.
I gotta find new action,
you know, at that point.
Boy, you guys don't care about your integrity, do you?
Well, I know what's up, and that's all I gotta worry about.
Yeah, you know what's up, because you went and did something with it.
Well, I mean, I can look at myself in the mirror and know that I did it the right way.
I did it the right way.
I banged that girl.
That she
we
said
we're already broken up.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well... Well, we helped you with relationship issues. Now it's time to help you with money issues. You need some help? Call in now to talk to TISW's financial advisor, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Todd Peach from BECU will take your calls and texts at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.